It's been about a month and some change since I recorded, because I be not busy and yet busy at the same time. So if you don't know what that means, you're not an adult. So I'm going to explain it to the people that aren't adults and the people in the back who didn't hear me. When you're not busy, but busy at the same time, it basically means you have so much to do that you don't know what to do first. And so you choose to just figure shit out and go with it. And it just continues to pile on and on and on. That's my definition. I'm sure somebody else. Well, no, it means it's always somebody wants. People always say I'm argumentative. I'm not argumentative. You just go there. You hit his point. I checked the dates. The last time I recorded, this says October 25th. So that was 2 days before my birthday. Dang, I ain't recorded since then. Shit. I've been. How long was that? That was 15 minutes. Yeah, I already did the house one. So, I don't even know what to call this. I could say an update, 15 minutes about an update. I'm currently living in a loop. I don't know if I've said this before, but goddammit, I'm saying it right now. I'm living in a loop. This is fucking crazy. And I know a lot of y'all out there possibly feel the same way. I'll explain. I wake up. Did I talk about this already? Let me check something. Hold on. I'm going to check this app. What was the... I'm moving. And, yeah. So, I was moving. Okay. So, yeah, moving. And, okay. I just had to check. This is raw right now. I'm currently sitting. The house is finished. See how I'm talking? Touching on all these points? That's how my mind is working right now. It's so much going on. And so much not going on. So I've moved in. I've been here for about a month. It's still creepy. I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm getting used to the creepiness. The work is pretty much completed as far as what the contractors have to do. New kitchen, new bathrooms, flooring, everything is getting comfortable. I won't have my bedroom furniture, I just found out, until like 2 weeks from now. So that's not too bad because I still got a bed to sleep in. And like I said, I'm downstairs in the den, sitting on my couch in front of my TV. And I started watching, what is this, The Haunting of Blythe Manor or whatever. If you haven't watched it yet, it's an episode where this woman basically is living in a loop. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I need to record because this is my life. This is my fucking, I'm living in a goddamn every day. Every day is the same. I know I've said this before, but if I haven't, I don't know. Every day is the same. Every day. Even the weekends. Even the weekends. And that's the crazy part. And because I don't even work, I don't have weekends anymore because they changed my schedule at work to basically accommodate and do all this other bullshit. So now my off days are Wednesday, Thursday, as opposed to Saturday, Sunday. I was Saturday, Sunday for like 3.5 years. And now Wednesday, Thursday, because they trying to, it's, Lord, something's going to happen. I know it soon. I'm just holding on. But we're not talking about work. Well, that is part of my life. So shit, it's just, it's a lot with the house, with work, with life, with people. The pandemic is still a thing. When I say it's still a thing, like it never was a thing. Yeah, the pandemic is still a thing. Of course, I say that living in Georgia, right? Atlanta. Because these niggas just, but every day is the same. I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I sit, I look around this house, I figure if something needs to be done, it needs to be done. I try to get it done. I try to go to the gym, I try to go run, but this house is like, and I understand it, like, this is what they tell you, it's always something. Like, you live in an apartment, it may be always be something, but you ain't got to worry about it. You live in a house, it's always something, and you got to worry about it, nigga. And I guess that's part of the joys of homeownership, I guess. But I don't necessarily know. We'll say it like this. The house I bought, and I'm living in. I didn't buy it. The house I'm paying on, because this ain't my house yet. This is the bank's house. Let's be real. You're a homeowner. No, I'm not. I'm a home paying owner. That's what it is. To own the home. But the house that I'm living in is a renovation property. So it needed to be renovated. And the renovations turned out real, real well. Like, I'm happy with them. And so now it's just basically continuing to do work. Fixing the cabinets, tightening screws, installing shit, painting, all that other shit, right? I have a list of, like, I got a whole garage door opener I got to install. And I'm just looking at that like, good God. Good God. I got grocery shopping. Good God. I got to go buy some flooring. It's a lot. So then what you think about is, how can I put all this in my regular life? Because my regular life was wake up, go to work, come home, sit, get up, go work out, come home, shower, eat, or eat, shower, sleep. That was it. Now it's get up, go to work, like I said, come home, sit, look around, shit, go to Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace, Target, Walmart, somewhere, buy some shit with some money that I ain't got. Come back home, try to do that shit within an ample amount of time for you to still be able to eat and relax. And, oh, look, it's 12:30. I got to go to bed. Oh, wake up. Oh, back to it. And I'm living, like yesterday, I thought it was literally Thursday. There have been days on the weekends where I've been like, is today Friday? Like, every day is running into each other, and I have no fucking, like, I guess this is my, this is how to put, like, the pandemic is affecting everybody differently. I definitely will say that. Some people more worse than others. I feel bad for them, definitely. Mental health is a motherfucker. And some people, you know, I guess I would be on the lighter side of the spectrum, whereas I'm just living in a loop. Like, I don't know where my days are. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just crazy. And I guess me laughing is just like how it sounds. I remember an ex told me, you laugh a lot. Is it because you're nervous? Is that your nervous laugh? Why would I be nervous? I laugh because shit is funny. I know I've said that before. See, this is me thinking like, oh my God. That deep breath was so necessary. I just want you to know. So, yeah. I've just been taking care of my house. This is like, there's nothing going on to like distract you from your everyday. There are no events, no parties, no get-togethers, no nothing. I mean, there really are. Let's just be 100 about it. There really still is. But if you are sane, you know better. Like, I that's another thing. I don't do nothing because of that. Like, I don't go nowhere. I go to the grocery store. I go to, like, the Walmart, Target, like I said, shit like that. Otherwise, I come on. It's scary out there. People are catching the shit. Like, my congestion is acting up, and I be feeling funny in kind of ways and be like, do I got it? I don't know. But then it's like, I don't know. I went to the doctor, pretty decent diagnosis. I got to watch my health and shit because I watch my sugars and my salts and shit because the niggas getting old. Mid-30s is the time for shit to be hitting niggas. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to get back to it and exercise and focus and shit. Because when you get old, you know, your body slows. That's what the old people tell you. That, you know, you're not as young as, yes, I know, motherfucker, I know. And my diet was so great before this shit. I just been in a transitional period. That's it. We're going to call this a transition. This is a transitional Torrance because I have so much on my plate and I'm looking at it and I just don't know where to start. And I think like, okay, I'm going to start here. Oh, shit, I got to start over here. Oh, shit, I got to start over. Like, it's so much. I'm being pulled in so many different ways. It's just so fucking crazy. It's so crazy. Like, I'm not panicking. I'm not, you know, this is not my cry for help. This is not a plea. So don't just think that, oh my God, Torrance is really going through it. I'm really not per se. It's just like, it's just been a lot loaded on me. That's what it is. And I mean, this was my choice. I think about it. Like, I chose to buy this house. I chose to, you know, buy a house that needed to be renovated. Because y'all know, I'm not going to live in no cookie cutter ass house. Like, I can't do that. So this was all my decision to do this shit. So this is just something to overcome. So, but it's like when you come home and it's so much shit to be done, it's just like, oh my God, where do I start next? Where do I start first? Luckily, like last week, they finished the kitchen. And so I was washing dishes, putting shit up, getting shit together. I remember I put all my plates and bowls and shit in a cabinet, and I stood back and looked at it and put my hands on my hips and smiled because I felt accomplished. It's the little things, right? I was like, oh my God, this is real. I put all my cups up there. I got food in the pantries and shit. I'm like, this is really coming together. Like, the goal is just to have just a room done. And the kitchen's not even done. There's shit on the countertops. I still gotta wash it. I got a whole lot of glasses. Teresa's just been buying me glasses, like, for the past few years. Like, here, when you get your place. Ma, how many cups do I need? I don't need all these cups. I ain't gonna have this many miles drinking out of them. What the hell? Shit. Then I found a whole dish set in a box. I'm like, you know, I had a dish set. Ma was like, I might have got it for you. Maybe. Shit. I just had a whole bunch of dishes and bowls and stuff. Okay, let's get washed and put up. That's it. So the kitchen pretty much is almost there. I can say the kitchen is like closest to being finished out of all. Well, no. Because my sneaker slash, well, no, that's still got shit I need to get together. The dressing room, as mama calls it. I have a whole closet room like the other spot, but it's bigger. And I like it more. I got clothes racks in there. Yeah, it's closer than the kitchen. I think I just want to feel accomplished with one room. Like, just everything is in place. Everything is in place. Like, the bedroom. Like, I won't get that furniture, like I said, to 2 weeks. So it's just a big-ass space in there. The bathroom, it needs a towel rack. I need to put up some other shit. The guest bath is, we'll say that's pretty much done. So, I mean, that's cool. Like, the guest bath is pretty much it. Like, yeah. So I guess I do got one room. The bathroom, that makes sense, right? That makes sense. Bathroom. But it's just, it's, I don't know, man. It's, I don't want to say stressful because it's, like I said, this is stuff that I wanted to do. This is stuff that I chose to do. So it's not like, oh my God, I'm losing my fucking mind. When motherfuckers are actually out here losing their fucking mind because shit is different. I look at this as just, I always got something to do. I tell people, it's like, I'm always at the house. I'm always at the house doing something. And that's it. Like I said, I'm off today. Today's Wednesday. And I know I'm going to get my weekends back. I ain't even worried about that. Something better is going to come through. Jesus Christ! But I just look at, like, I'm always doing something. There's always something to do. Like, I thought about painting today. Going to buy some more paint. I said, no, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like doing that. It's going to have to get done, though. Maybe I go put some more shit around. It's just about finding places to push it. Because when I move, motherfuckers are like, you got a lot of shit. Yeah, I know. A whole lot of shit. Where you going to put all this shit? Shit, I don't know. I bought a TV. Nigga, why'd you buy a TV? Because it needed to go into the den. Because I want to have two TVs. I bought a TV stand. Why you buy a TV stand? Because to put the TV on. So the den, pretty much, I have shit over there. I'm looking around the room right now. Shit over there. The fireplace actually works. It was a little smoky in here. I almost burned my house down the other day. This is a true story. I'm getting it together slowly. I'm slowly getting it. And I mean, I know it's not a quick process, you know. And the pandemic, luckily, this is one good thing. The pandemic actually helps because, again, ain't shit going on. I ain't mad at my work schedule as much as I thought I would be because ain't shit going on. Niggas ain't doing shit. So, niggas ain't doing shit. Ain't shit going on. Niggas ain't doing shit. Ain't shit going on. It ain't shit going on. Where do you find your outlet? I got a house. So, one would think, like, okay, you always got something to do up in here. And, like, this house will be pristine. You gotta have the energy to that shit. You go to work. And I'm still going into work and sit there and just look in front of a computer all day and then come home and it's like, Or then, like, you got to get up and go work out or do something. It's like, Where's my energy? Lord, you know I'm getting old. I don't know. This was just like, I said I was going to have some new content because motherfuckers was posting like updates on Spotify, like of shit they listened to. And I came up on a couple of them. And, you know, thank you for the listen, y'all. I fuck with y'all. I'm just, I don't know, man. It's just, I got a lot to do, but I don't have nothing to do at the same time. That's it. I just have a lot to do, but nothing to do. I have a lot to do, literally, but I have nothing to do because I just don't know where and when and how to begin. I took all the shit out the box with that garage door opener, looked at that owner's manual, was like, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I know I can do it, but I don't know if I can do this. Like, I know for sure I can put that shit together. I don't know if I can do this. That's the type of shit I'm dealing with. That's my life. I look at these paint. I got to paint these walls. I don't know if I can do this right now. I got nothing but time. Do I really want to do this shit now? I need to paint these walls. I really don't feel like doing this shit. That's my life. That's my fucking life. Whoo, child. Yes. There's new content. There's an update. That's it. This is basically like an update. I have nothing to do, but I have everything to do. Yeah.